The following morning, I awoke to a strange bubbling sound in the bathroom. I arose to investigate. A pot of coffee, turned on by an automatic timer, was merrily perking away on the sink counter. A card resting against the pot said, "Your brand of coffee. Enjoy. K." And it was my brand of coffee. How in the world could they have known that? And then I remembered, at the restaurant the night before, they had asked me what brand of coffee I preferred. And here it was. Just as I caught on to what they had done, there was a polite knock at the door. I went to the door and opened it. Nobody. But there on the mat was a newspaper. My newspaper. The New York Times. How in the world did they know that? And then I remembered. When I checked in the night before, the receptionist had asked me what newspaper I preferred. I hadn't given it another thought. Until now. And there it was. And exactly the same scenario has occurred each and every time I've returned. But after that first time, I was never asked my preferences again. I'd become part of the hotel's management system. And never once has it let me down. The system knows what I like and makes certain that I get it in exactly the same way, at exactly the same time. What exactly had the system provided? A match, a mint, a cup of coffee, and a newspaper. But it wasn't the match, the mint, the cup of coffee, or the newspaper that did it. It was that somebody had heard me. And they heard me every single time. The moment I walked into the room and felt the fire, I knew that someone had thought about me, had thought about what I wanted. I hadn't said a word, and yet they had heard me. The moment I saw the mints on the pillows, the turned-down quilt, and the brandy on the table, I knew that someone had thought about me, had thought about what I wanted. I hadn't said a word, and yet they had heard me. The moment I heard the coffee pot perking in the bathroom and saw the card that identified it as my brand, I remembered that someone had asked for my preference, and they had heard my answer. The instant I saw the newspaper and recognized it as my newspaper, I remembered that someone had asked, and they had heard my answer. And it was totally automatic. Every single element was an orchestrated solution designed to produce a marketing result, an integrated component of the hotel's management system. After my third visit to the hotel, I asked to speak with the manager. I wanted to find out how he was able to produce the identical results for me every single time. How could he make certain that someone would ask the right question so as to ensure the correct results for each and every guest? Was it because he hired extremely competent people? Were the employees owners? Was it some kind of special incentive system? The manager was a young man of 29. He invited me into his office to talk. It was well lit, modest in size, and overlooked the redwood grove I had walked through to get to the restaurant. His desk was clean and neatly organized, not a loose paper in sight. This is a very orderly young man, I thought to myself. Perhaps he's the reason the hotel works so well. The young manager obviously enjoyed his job because he warmed immediately to the conversation about his work and the task of producing the results for which he was held accountable by the hotel's owner. "You know," he said, smiling self-consciously, "it's funny sitting here talking to you about what we do here at the hotel, because until 5 months ago, the only experience I had in the hotel business was as a guest for 2 nights at a Holiday Inn in Fresno 3 years ago. In fact," he continued, "before this job, I was working as a short-order cook at a restaurant nearby. The owner and I got to know each other. He asked if I'd like to learn the hotel business, and before I knew it, he hired me. Everything I know about the hotel business, I've learned here. Here, let me show you. He reached behind his desk for a red binder. Printed on the spine were the initials OM and the logo of the hotel. What we do here is simple. Anyone can do it. He opened the binder to the table of contents. This is our operations manual. As you can see, it's nothing but a series of checklists. This one is a checklist for setting up a room. He opened the book to a yellow page. This group of pages is yellow. Everything in the manual is color-coded. Yellow has to do with room setup, blue with guest support services. For instance, when we light your fire at night, put the mints on your pillow, and so on. Each checklist itemizes the specific steps each room support person must take to do his or her job. There are 8 packages of checklists for each room support person waiting in their mailbox when they come in every day. Each package of checklists is used for one of the 8 rooms the room support person is accountable for. As a room support person goes about the process of taking care of his or her 8 rooms, a checklist is completed to confirm that each accountability was performed according to the standards. As you can see, here at the bottom of the checklist is a place for the RSP to sign, indicating that he or she did the prescribed work. To sign and not to have done the work is grounds for instant dismissal. But there's another part of the system that really makes it work. On the back of each checklist is a drawing of the specific room that identifies each task to be completed and the order in which it has to be done. The drawing takes the RSP through the routine, and as they complete each task, they check off the corresponding part of the drawing to show that it was done. With this drawing, we can train new people almost instantly and have them producing a result identical to that of a person who's been with us for quite some time. As added insurance, my RSP supervisors run spot checks every day to make certain that any errors are caught in time. He paused and smiled. But there are rarely any errors. The system works like a charm. There's an equally effective system for everything we do here. The fact is, the owner worked it all out in advance. The lighting, the sauna, and the pool are timed electronically and synchronized with the seasons so that they deliver a predictable result to the guests. For example, you might have noticed that at night the outdoor lights increase in intensity as it gets darker. That's done automatically. No one has to think about it. I could give you lots of other examples, but I think you get the point. The whole thing was put together in a way the owner believed would make a positive impression on our guests. You'd be amazed at how many people come up to me after staying here just to thank me for how well they were treated. But it's not the big things they talk about. It's always the little things. I could understand and believe all he had said, but still I asked, how do you get your RSPs to use the checklists? How do you get them to use the system? Don't they get tired of the routine? Doesn't it get boring for them? Ah, said my willing host, that's where we really shine.